and a warm welcome to all of you from around the world. I'm Tracy Rhodes from Cellular Healing, serving all creation through spiritual amplification and delving into ancient mystery school teachings for the modern mystic. I am your host. Thank you for joining me. Shall we begin?
Welcome everybody. Last live call for quite some time and I'm so excited because it's just the perfect day for a new beginning. And if we have a look in the next 15 minutes, we're right on the cusp, right on the time of the new moon. And the new moon is in Taurus this year, or this month. And what it's doing is it's opening us to love, to more love. And it's also helping us to look at our abundance and receiving abundance. Now, there's one more thing that's actually taking place at this time. Neptune and Venus are trining each other. So Neptune is the planet of unconditional love, like universal love, cosmic love, and Venus is the planet of personal love, what's taking place right now in our relationships, in our environment. So bringing these two together will give us an even stronger and more powerful understanding and ability to love. I'll take a few live calls, which I'm so excited to be speaking with in the very, very near future. And then we will be doing a meditation to really connect with this blessing of love at the new moon. So to begin with, we'll take our first live caller, and the last four digits are 6979. You're live and on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening. My name's Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna, which part of the world are you from, Dal?
Santa Barbara, California.
Beautiful, beautiful. And so what's happening with you?
Well, I'm trying to get into a relationship. I haven't been in one in 7 years. I was in a long relationship of 8 years. And, you know, I'm 61 now, and I'd like to get married. And, I'm talking to two fellows, but I haven't met with them yet. And there's another fellow, so I'm trying to create this, and so that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to create a, healthy, loving, kind man to come into my life.
Beautiful. Okay, so how I work is I'll ask a couple of questions, and you, by simply saying yes, sets it in motion or helps you to let go of whatever it is that's holding you back from receiving what you would like. And the first one is, will you allow yourself to realize that the love you are desiring is already within you? Saying yes out loud sets it in motion. Breathe. Breathing that love that you need and desire is already so strongly and beautifully radiating within you. Will you allow this love now to radiate through every cell of your being, helping you to let go of the fear of not receiving the love on the outside world? Saying yes sets this in motion. Releasing the fear of not receiving the partner you desire. Will you allow this now? Breathe. Breathing to receiving love. Love into every cell of your being. Allowing yourself to know that you are worthy of love. That you are love. That you are lovable, and this love already fulfills you right here, right now. Breathe.
Oh.
Will you allow yourself to physically just open up your hands and let go of the need to bring these people to you, the need to be married, so that it will come to you freely, being God's will. Will you allow this now? Breathing and receiving love. Keep breathing in the rosy ray of love. Allowing the person to support you, to walk beside you, without needing it, allowing yourself to receive it. How are you feeling, Donna?
And I realize that it's all about self-love and living each moment to your own truth, kind of. You know, you live your own truth moment to moment, and I think that when you're still just in love of God, and that, you know, things start coming in.
Because when we hold on to something so tightly, we seem to push it away, and there's a slight neediness within us that our prospective partners feel. So when you just allow yourself to love yourself exactly as you are, exactly the way you're living, and realize that you are just perfect right now, and you vibrate that love, you give yourself time for yourself, you support yourself, you do things gently for yourself, that love then begins to ripple through every cell of your being. And as you walk down the street, you emanate the love that you are, and you call the people to you without even trying to find them, because they are waiting. They are there, just waiting for you to receive.
Yeah. And it's so true. I mean, and I am attracted to the men that are magnetized to me. I mean, I think that's the only way.
Yeah, it is. So please, if you have time, stay on, because we're going to do very shortly a meditation to bring through more love, and it will, because we're just about 5 minutes off the new moon, so we'll start to prepare into meditation to really connect with, as I said before, the blessing of love, because the new moon in Taurus helps us. And with the trine with Neptune and Taurus will really help us to really connect with love and the vibration of love, to really be it and live it.
Okay, wonderful.
So thank you for calling, Donna.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you very much.
Have a beautiful day, or evening for that matter. Okay. So let us just open our heart. And I'll just play the crystal singing bowl, and as I do, just Just allow the vibration of the bowl to just pour through you and allow it to just let go, you to let go of all that truly no longer serves, so that you can really open yourself fully to being and receiving the love that you are. Breathe. So just breathing in the pure vibration of love, of divine love that comes from the Christ star, the six-pointed star. Breathe in this rosy ray of light. Feel it entering through the crown of your head. Coming in through your skull, creating new neurological pathways within your brain, keeping the lessons and learning of all that no longer serves, but allowing new neurological pathways of divine love, self-love, and receiving love to pour through your brain, down your spine. Breathing this rosy ray down through your heart, through your lungs, breathing this ray through your lungs. And with a gentle sigh, just allow all sadness to just dissolve with the out-breath, the sigh from your lungs, replacing it with love. Breathing in this rose ray of love, and as it reaches your heart, it pours through your veins, through the ventricles in your heart, through all four chambers, all you have to do is breathe and receive. You don't need to see this, you don't need to create it. Just allow yourself to receive this beautiful blessing of love. Pours down through your torso, into your organs, down through your buttocks, through your legs, your feet, and into the earth. And a gentle, gentle ray of love comes through from the earth, slightly violet, slightly red, but very gentle, not harsh in colour, but gentle. And it comes up through your feet, through your body, and out through the crown of your head, and back down into your heart. And that's your heart. Beautiful golden flame sits still. A great strength and peace fills your heart flame. This golden light begins to spin and fills the whole of your heart center, surrounds your physical body, your etheric body. Just receive your emotional body, your mental body, your astral body, breathing in the golden ray of light. Now bringing your attention again back into your heart. And as on wings of light you rise into the heavenly state, into the temple of love, where two great beings greet you, the being of Venus, the great angel at the head of Venus, and the great angel at the head of Neptune. And you are taken to a crystalline throne. And you sit upon this throne before these two great beings. And the energy in the temple begins to build and rise. Breathe and receive. Breathe and receive love. Universal love. Self-love. Personal love. Relationship love, open to divine, wise love, breathe. Within each in-breath, you feel a gentleness that is beyond comprehension, that melts all resistance to love from your being. Breathe and receive. Breathe and receive. Accepting your journey as it is. Accepting those who are in your relationship or in your family just as they are. Loving unconditionally to all life. To the animal kingdom, mineral kingdom, nature kingdom. And as you begin to feel more and more full of love and self-acceptance, as you give, so you receive. So allow this light to pour through your heart, over the earth, into the soil of the earth, into the waters of the earth, into the air, to the animal kingdom, nature kingdom, all humanity. We hold the whole earth and all her inhabitants in love. Breathe. You now stand, and you are taken out through two pillars into a courtyard where there is a wild, wide open field of wild flowers, and with a new sense of freedom and understanding of love, self-acceptance, and acceptance for all life. You feel this freedom flowing through the veins and every cell of your being. You may choose to run through the flowers. You may choose to sit amongst them on the earth. But you see before you the purest rose, and as you take it in your hand, the petals of this rose open fully. Breathe in the scent of the perfume of the rose of love. Feel the gentleness, softness of the petals. They touch your face. Hear with your heart the sound the rose of love emanates. And know with every fiber of your being that you are loved, that you are loved, and you are lovable. It is now time to begin to breathe more deeply, and as you do, you feel this blessing of love coming down into your physical body, radiating in and through your physical body, breathing, integrating with your breath, vibration of love, universal love, self-love, relationship love, divine love. Breathe. Bringing your attention down into your feet, feeling into your feet, the sensation under the arch of your foot, tip of your toes, breathing in and feeling the sensation behind your heel, breathing in and feeling the front of your shins, your knees, your left knee, your right knee, your thigh, your left thigh, your right thigh. Breathing and experiencing the sensation at the base of your spine. Breathing and experiencing the sensation of the skin at the front of your waist. Breathing in and allowing the love to pour into your left hip, ball joint, to your right hip ball joint, breathing in and experiencing the sensation, allowing love to pour into your front right rib, front left rib, breathing in and experiencing the sensation of your right shoulder, left shoulder, left elbow, right elbow, left wrist, palm of the right hand, palm of the left hand, back of the right hand. Experiencing the sensation of your thumb, right pointer, right middle, right ring, right little finger. Experiencing the sensation behind the back of your right hand, left thumb, left pointer, left middle, left ring, left little finger. Breathing in and experiencing sensation of the front of your throat, back of your head, feeling into the tip of your chin, your bottom jaw, top jaw, inside your right ear, inside your left ear, behind your right eye, behind your left eye, your right eyelid, left eyelid, your brow, experiencing the sensation of your right eyebrow, left eyebrow, Breathing in and feeling full body consciousness. Integrating love. Being love. Knowing love. Receiving love. You are loved. And when you are ready, you begin to slowly roll your shoulders. Stretch your limbs. And when you are ready, gently opening your eyes. And as we've quickened our centers, we use the ancient symbol of the equal side, a cross within a circle of light, and we place this upon our crown, brow, throat, heart, solar plexus, just above the belly button, spleen to the back on the left hand side, at the left hand side, sacral just above the pubic center, and the base of your spine. Now to encircle yourself in love and light. Breathe in a beautiful rosy white light up through the left foot. On the in-breath, up through the left side of the body, over the top of the head and down the right side, coming back underneath your feet to complete the circle. We do this together, one. On the in-breath, up the left side, over the top of the head, and on the out-breath, down the right side. Coming back underneath your feet to complete the circle. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. And seven. And to ensure you're firmly grounded, you bring the spiral of light coming from deep within the earth through your left foot, circling around the body seven times clockwise up to the crown of the head, straight down the spine, back deep into the earth. May divine love flood and fill your whole being, and may you share it with all whom you come in contact with at all times. May you remember the love that you are. May you radiate the love that you are. May you receive love through every interaction with every human being you come in contact with on earth. And may you remember who you are and why you are here. For you are loved beyond measure, beyond comprehension. Breathe. And now let us take our next caller. The last three digits, the last four digits are 3813. You are live and on the air. 3813, welcome. You're with Tracy.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good.
May I get your first name?
Charlotte.
And where are you from, Charlotte?
Alaska.
Oh, beautiful. And what's happening with you?
I'm in between jobs. I was wondering if there's a correlation to the pain in my neck with the stress of the current job I have.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry, you just cut out, girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was like wondering if there's a correlation to the pain in my neck with the stress in my job.
Okay. Quite possibly. It also, to me, what I just saw when you spoke was that there was just a strong rigidity. A rigidity about life in general and how things should be and how work should be, how everything should be. And that's helping to cause part of the pain. Will you allow yourself to just let this go and flow more freely with life? Will you allow yourself to let this go and flow more freely with life? Just simply saying yes out loud allows it to set in motion.
Yes.
letting form of the rigidity within the people that you work with and the rigidity of yourself with life and how you face life. Breathing. Just open your heart more fully. Just see it opening like a flower opens to the sunlight. And breathe into the still flame that's at the center of your heart, at the center of the rose in your heart. You allow yourself to flow more freely with every test and turn that happens throughout the day. Saying yes out loud allows more flow in your life, more rhythm. You allow yourself to bring your thoughts from your brow down into your heart. You're sitting and breathing in your heart. You allow yourself to let go of the stress within your job and the stress in your life and the stress that life is stressful. Saying yes out loud sets it in motion. Releasing the stress. Flowing more freely with all life has to bring. Will you allow yourself to let go of somebody being a pain in the neck? Saying yes out loud sets that in motion. Breathe. Letting go of the energy between you, this person. Keeping the lessons and learning, but letting go of all that no longer serves. Allowing life to flow more peacefully, more joyously. You allow yourself to be in flow with any form of change. Surrendering the way life has been, allowing the gentler flow in life. Will you allow this now? How are you feeling, Charlotte?
Pretty light. Be good.
Good. See, what happens with any form of stress in our body, yes, it is a reaction to our outside world, but it's also a reaction to our inside world. And when, as you well know, when we release what is taking place in us, we open more fully to a gentler flow, a gentler way of being.
Yeah, I think so.
So each time you begin to... Sorry?
Go on.
Each time you begin to feel the pain in your neck, relax your shoulders, lift them up, and then just roll what the right one back and see if you're putting your shoulder blade into a pocket. And then lift the left one up as if you're putting it into a little pocket. Take three deep, gentle, slow breaths. And say something like, I flow with life, I let go, or I will to will the will of God, or all is well, I flow with life. Whatever feels right for you on the situation. And what that will do is help you to just not hold on to what's taking place, not hold on to the stress, but to, when you breathe, it moves through you. And when it moves through you, it has no power over you anymore. And you empower yourself, freeing up the stressful situation. How does that feel?
Actually, it feels pretty good.
Good.
I don't feel, the tension has lifted a little bit.
Beautiful. If you can have a salt water bath, that will be wonderful. Or even just rub your hands in salt. See if you have sea salt. Rub your hands in sea salt with a bit of coconut oil, and that's a nice cheap body scrub as well. And you rub that into your hands. And then wash your hands if you can't have a salt water bath, and drink lots and lots of water to allow it to continue through. And just say to yourself, just tell your muscles now, muscles in my neck and shoulder, relax. I release all tension from my neck and shoulders, and I allow the life force to flow through my being. Breathe. Well, much love to you, Charlotte.
You too. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. And have a wonderful, wonderful week.
You
and too. Remember the power of your breath and the ability to let it go.
Okay.
Much love.
Much love. Thank you very much.
Okay. So... we're just about to wind up here, and I'd just like to take the time, one, to share with all the amazing, beautiful and wonderful callers that we've had over the last couple of years. I salute you and your ability to take control of your own life, your own healing. We all know that we are our own healer. What I do is just help you to hold you in a space that opens you up for you to let go of whatever it is you're holding on to. I'd like to thank everybody who has listened over the last couple of years, to the live recordings, who have called in, and to those who have listened to the recordings afterwards. Thank you so much. I've learnt from each and every one of you, because as you know, we are all made of the same substance, so we are all one. There is no separation. What you do, I do. What you go through, I go through. And for that, I thank you for mirroring specific and different parts of my life. I will again take some live calls further down the track, but at the moment I will be going on sabbatical. Our life has got exceptionally busy work-wise, and for that I'm extremely grateful. And this, the replays will be on they will still be on, so you are able to listen to any of the replays of the meditations, of the live calls. And as you listen to those, if you do the exercises that I take each person through, you will receive whatever it is that you need at whatever level of your being that you are ready to release it on. So as I said before, when we're one, we're made of the same thing. There is no separation. So whatever one person is asking to heal or to let go of, you have the opportunity to do the same. So as you listen to the recordings, do them again. Do the exercises, because it will help to empower you even more than you are now. And it'll also help you with exercises that you can continue when things happen in your life. You can continue to do these techniques. So, much love, great strength. And ask yourself at this time of the new moon, what is it that you love and value more? What is it that you care about more than anything else? And what can you do to help it thrive? This new moon is bringing abundance on all levels. Abundance of love. And abundance of abundance. Financial, energetic. Abundance of compassion, of mercy, of grace. So this new moon is a gift from the universe to each and every one of us. Listen to the recording and allow divine love to flow through every cell of your being. Radiate love, give love, share love. Amplify your spirit, activate your cells, and shine as you're meant to shine. Tracy Rhodes from Cellular Healing, signing off for now. And please, click the link below. Access the free gifts that I have on offer on my website. And if you feel inclined, connect via Skype for a healing session, for an empowering session, for a mentoring session. Much love, great strength, and until next time, I salute you. I see you. I love you. I honor you, and I respect you.